Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Stewart. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Zimmerman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Merritt. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Merritt. And now, play ball. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee takes first base on ball four. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Zimmerman to Virals and they have Agee trapped. The throw over to Killebrew, who applies the tag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is hit by the pitch. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison strikes out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a fly ball into left field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John bunts towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Carew covering, for the out. McNairtney moves to second. One out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McNairtney scores. It's 1 to nothing, White Sox. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Zimmerman to Verhulst and they have Buford trapped. The throw over to Killebrew, who applies the tag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Agee hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Zimmerman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Carew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew is hit by the pitch. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew juggles the ball. That's an error on Killebrew. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNaghtney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNaghtney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Als fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Zoilo Ver Als is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ver Als is 0-for-1 in the game. Ver Als strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-0 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart bunts towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. John moves to second. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Agee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0-for-1 in the game. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt is 0-for-1 in the game. Merritt strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-2 in the game. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Als scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Als scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Carew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Berry. Carew reaches second base with a double. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from McNaghtney and he is out, Buford applying the tag. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNairtney hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. John hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-2 in the game. Rollins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Castro pinch hits for Jerry Zimmerman. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Verhals moves to second. Earl Batty pinch hits for Jim Merritt. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ward, who is chasing the ball. Batty reaches third base with a triple. Verhals scores. Castro goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Twins. Dave Boswell pinch runs for Earl Batty. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-3 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boswell scores. It's 3-1, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tovar moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Valdespino now playing left field. Cesar Tovar now playing third base. Ted Ulander now playing center field. Russ Nixon now catching. Al Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tovar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a pop-up towards short. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Agee strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.